Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
January 2022. Decisions can be made and should be made that affect the entire year. And people all, you know, New Year's resolution, and it's, you know, it's gone by February. But we're talking about Bible decisions based on the Word of God, based on our covenant with God. And we have to remember certain things about covenant relationship with anyone, especially with God. Daniel, in his relationship with God, he absolutely refused to compromise under any sense. In fact, that's 12 chapters of no compromise. That's what that whole book is all about. And it established certain things there that the Apostle John brought into the book of Revelation. He's quoted there. So we learn from him to never compromise. Now, he entered into, as we talked about yesterday, he entered into where he ate no pleasant food. He didn't mean he fasted, but he just didn't eat anything pleasant, mostly just water, for 21 days and didn't hear anything. But on the 21st day, he said, "Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you did set your heart to understand, to chasten yourself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I'm come for your words." 21 days he didn't hear anything, and he didn't quit. He just stayed with it. Because in my opinion here, and what if we go over to 1 John chapter 5, that, well, let's look at it. 1 John chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 15. If we, or 14. "This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will," you could say, if we ask anything according to His Word, because His Word is His will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
"This is the will and testament of the Lord Jesus Christ."
Any scriptural thing.
"We have this confidence that if we ask anything according to His will, His word, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him." We know that.
Yes.
So I believe we have confidence in saying that Daniel knew he was heard. He believed he was heard. He wouldn't quit. And I believe he was in a situation where he was going to stay till he did hear.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know it was going to take 21 days. He didn't know but what it might take 3 months. But he wasn't going to quit because he's in intercession.
Amen.
And he wouldn't quit.
Amen.
And he said, "Be strong, yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was straightened," and so forth. And listen, "when I was gone forth, lo, the prince of Greece shall come." Now, I want to say something here. The prince of Persia, the devil, the devil that Satan had assigned to Persia, which is Iran, he was controlling that government. And he said, "When I'm gone, the devil that the Lord sent to control Greece is going to replace me, or replace that one." This shows us what happens in governments. And we have politicians here in the United States that they'll say one thing on the campaign trail, and then when they get to Washington, D.C., they see where they have to compromise that. They don't have to keep their promise. Yes, they could keep their promise, but they don't understand the forces that are against them once they get there. I don't care if they're Christians or not. When they get there, there's forces against them they don't understand. And they do and say stupid things, whatever party they're in.
That's true.
Because not understanding the spiritual forces behind it, good or bad, and not understanding that they have angel help if they knew how to invoke it with the name of Jesus. But that answers a lot of questions on what happens to politicians and what happens to governments and so forth. And particularly this one, and particularly the nation of Israel. Because to the kingdom of darkness, these are the two most powerful nations against him ever. And he never dreamed he'd have to fight them both at the same time because he thought he got rid of Israel.
Yes, he did.
But they came back.
Yes,
it's the only nation that was born out of World War II. And World War II was fought because of it. Amen. Anyway, now, let's go over. Now, remember, we're talking about facts and covenant promises. What does the non-compromised word of faith or word of God mean? What does that mean? What does the word, our covenant with God, say? Now that becomes very, very important because by covenant, Abraham was the friend of God. By covenant, we are the sons of God, and by covenant, we are blood brothers to Jesus. Oh, but now, how many Christian people know that? There are those that know it and still don't take any advantage of it because we've been raised up together with Him and made to sit together with Him in heavenly places. So we have something to say about it. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. But if you don't say something, I've heard Gloria preach this so many times. Why didn't you say something? I had the Lord say it to me. Yeah. I mean, I was in pain in my back and I was standing there on that treadmill and hurting all over. And I said, Lord, how long is this going? He said, hey, you're not giving me anything to work with. I was just crying the pain and all of that. I had to be corrected. So, okay, here we go. I will not compromise it. Now, let's go over to 2 Peter, verse 1. Simon Peter. Now, Simon Peter, name change. When Jesus said, who do you say that I am? Simon Bar-Jonah said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus that time called him Peter, and that's his name in the book. The covenant name change was made right then. And that by calling him hard as a rock, got him through after he had even denied Jesus at the cross.
That's good.
It got him through. If he'd have still been Simon Bar-Jonah, he'd have been in a mess sure enough. But Jesus never called him Simon again. He called him Peter. He called him that. Because you are a rock. In that Greek language, it's Petro, rock. So, now notice, and he said, on this rock I'll build my church. He wasn't talking about Peter. He said, flesh and blood hasn't revealed this to you. The church is built on revelation knowledge.
Yes.
And when you have revelation of the Word, like we're talking about here, you have revelation of never compromising the Word, then you become strong. You make decisions based on the Bible, on the Word. And I was faced with making a decision of changing my physical body and changing and yielding to a proper diet. I'd lose a bunch of weight and then come off of it. Well, that doesn't work if you're an alcoholic either.
Yeah, that's right.
But and finally, I made the decision. This is it. I'm not going that way anymore. And I began to reach out to God, and He sent me this young man. And glory to God. And now he's my trainer, and it just made all the difference in the world. My body weight is stable now because of that decision that I made years ago. So now, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, looking, are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
Don't ever compromise this.
Yes.
That have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
You mean I have the same faith as this great apostle?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, he got it at the same place we did. He got it from Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
We have the same faith as the Apostle John.
Yes.
We have the same faith as the Apostle Paul. His name was changed.
Yes.
He was Saul of Tarsus.
Yes.
And it started out Barnabas and Saul, and then later the apostles Barnabas and Paul departed. His name was changed, and he was never called Saul again.
Praise God.
Never. Because Jesus changed his name. Glory to God. And he became the great apostle. And he said, I, Paul, write unto you. And that was not his name until Jesus changed it. Glory to God. And our name has been changed. We have been named after our Father in the third chapter of the book of Ephesians. We have been named after the Father. Glory to God. Now listen to this. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Through the knowledge of God and the knowledge of Jesus our Lord. You need the knowledge of God, knowledge of God. But you need knowledge of Jesus.
Amen.
You need to understand Him.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know Him and realize He's your brother.
Yes.
Amen. He was born twice. He was manifested in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit.
Yes.
He was born of Mary, of God. But then he died. And he was made obedient unto death, went to hell and suffered like no man has ever suffered. He was made to be a curse for us, that we might be redeemed from the curse. Glory to God. Amen. Isn't that good?
Yes.
So we have like faith with Jesus. So when he was born again in hell, he became the firstborn of many brethren.
Yes.
He's the firstborn. And we became firstborn.
Yes.
We have firstborn status.
Yes, God. Yes, we do.
Amen.
Yes.
Because we are grafted in Jews.
Yes.
Woo! Glory be to God forevermore. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise God.
Isn't that good?
Yes.
I was thinking about, does that have that name change? Does that have some form of bringing you into your calling? I mean, if...
Oh, everything to do with it.
If your name is changed.
Now, see, I started out as a teacher. Mm-hmm. I still love to teach. Started out as a teacher. And I had it in my spirit. I knew that the prophet's ministry was ahead of me someplace. I picked that up in the spirit. And I held on to that for, about 4 years. And And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm not going to. Now you have to remember, this is back in the 60s and 70s. There were a lot of people didn't know there were any prophets left. There were just pastors and evangelists.
Yeah.
And certainly couldn't be an apostle anywhere. Well, the word apostle just means somebody sent of God.
Yes.
And, but I said, Lord, I'm not going to announce that, for myself. And so we had gone to camp meeting that year in 1977. And it was Saturday night, the last night of camp meeting. And the speakers, I had spoken during that meeting, and Gloria and I were up there on the platform, and I heard it in my spirit, get on your knees. Well, Brother Hagin just started giving the invitation. I said, no, I don't want to cause attention. He said, get on your knees now. So I just slipped off on my knees, and I heard it, Brother Hagin. Yes, I'll tell him. I'll tell him. Ken Copeland, just as my knees hit the floor. I thought, oh, God. Well, I didn't have any idea what was going to happen. But he said, you're going to have to move over into that healing ministry a little sooner than you thought you were. Because you're not getting ahead of God, you're keeping step with God. And whether you want to or not, you're going to operate in the ministry of the prophet. Seer, standing right in the pulpit, you'll see right in front of your eyes, just like you saw it run off on a television screen. You'll be able to minister to the people. Now, you're going to get a lot of persecution from some friends. Some are going to draw back from you, but those fair weather friends are not worth it. Go on with God. Jesus is coming. It's better to stand in His presence and say, I'll not be disobedient.
So the call is oral.
So now, I received a calling, so I'm called a prophet. So it changed my ministry office. Yeah. Gloria, that's a wonderful observation. I never thought of that.
I never had either.
But by covenant, I was already a teacher. Well, I didn't lose being a teacher, but I teach from a higher revelation and see into things, and I've had visions and dreams. And just recently had a vision that lasted a couple of days. Anyway.
I never had thought of that before.
I hadn't either.
Just now.
But listen to what he said. Now, remember, what does the word say?
Where are you?
Right here in 2 Peter chapter 1,
okay.
Verse 3, according as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, or excellence. He has called us to excellence. Well, now here is a really great opportunity to compromise. Excellence. Well, I don't really need all that. Who said anything about you needing it? Now, then the Lord called Glory and He called me at the same place. We didn't have much. And
Look at that.
So
it said, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these
promises you become partakers of the divine nature.
Yeah.
By those promises, you can't get it any other way.
Yeah.
And we saw this.
So your calling has everything.
It has everything to do with it.
I see that.
So now the Lord said to us both. I was praying one day, and I thought, we needed so much. We needed everything. And I just began to pray in the Spirit. I was a little exasperated about it. because I didn't understand all that. He said, look up. And I had my head down like this. He said, look up. I looked up. He said, I want you to look above your needs. Mm.
That's good.
And he said, you and Gloria are in the ministry. You look above your needs and you see the world. And you begin to add their needs to your needs. And then he said, and then look at your partners. You reach out to help them get their needs met through your letters and so forth. When we looked up and we saw the needs of the people, my, that just flooded finances and so forth into us. Because we looked up and began to look beyond our needs and began to look out to the people with whom we are connected.
That's
and then the needs of the world.
Calling.
The callings and so forth.
Yeah.
And so then, according as His divine power has given unto us how many things?
All
things that pertain to life and godliness. That's all things. What pertains to life? Well, you start off with food and drink. I mean, come on, and clothes you wear. It has to do with the money that you need. It has to do with the teaching and training of your children. It has to do with a place to live. Jesus says, why take ye thought for all these things? Your heavenly Father knows you have need of them. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. Now that includes finances. He was talking about what you shall eat, what you shall drink, what you shall wear. Why take ye thought saying these things?
Yeah.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and these promises, and all these things will be added to you.
That would be healing,
everything,
prosperity.
Everything.
Yeah.
That pertains
wisdom.
To life mm-hmm. and godliness.
Amen.
Praise God. I receive it.
And so we don't compromise those things. We don't walk away from the excellence because we don't have enough money to be excellent. Now, wait a minute. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, I need a car, this old car. Well, what does the inside of that car look like? Is it full of popcorn kernels and spilled snow cones? Well, yeah, but this... Now, wait a minute. Jesus said, if you're not faithful with little, you won't be faithful with much. Your new car is going to look like a pig pen. Get in there and clean out that one. Wash that thing and polish it. I don't care if it's got a wrinkle in every fender. I mean, you polish that thing and you clean it up and you say, Jesus, this is what my new car is going to look like, and I'm not going to compromise excellence, praise God, because you're my source.
You know, I think if you took the time to get into this first chapter here all the way down through here, you'd see a lot of reasons why things don't work.
Well, yeah, it's there. That's good news. That's the gospel, my friend. And we're out of time again. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a praise and thanksgiving.
Thank you,
Father. Glory, glory, glory.
Praise God. Thank
you. Hallelujah.
As a believer, you have a covenant with God that promises you healing, promises prosperity, promises the blessing of the Lord in your life. And when you choose to live a no-compromise kind of life, you honor your covenant with God. You do what the Word says, and you make decisions based on His Word. And I know this week's study has stirred your faith to look to God in every situation and receive the promises that He has for you.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's Word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. we're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
Every Friday is offering day on the broadcast, and I'd like to read to you from the book of Galatians chapter 6. Verse 6 says, "Let him who has taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." Now, I know you've heard the word today. I know you've been listening this week and you've been feeding on the word of God all week long. Many of you have been watching faithfully these broadcasts for months, even years. And that's a good thing. We want you hearing the word of God. That's what this ministry is all about. But you and I both have a scriptural responsibility that we just read here to respond to the word that we've heard. Now, many of you watching this broadcast, you're partners with this ministry. In other words, you are the ones who've responded. You are the ones who've heard the word and you have shared with the one that taught you. And listen to me, partners, your giving has helped this ministry send the uncompromised word of faith all over the world, from the top to the bottom, all the way around the middle, put it on every available voice. This is the power of partnership. Now, those voices, they come in the form of this television broadcast or the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine, the KCM website, through our social media outreaches, of course, all the wonderful events and the teaching products, and on and on and on. Partners, listen, that's what you're a part of. That's what you're sowing into, and what you're doing is making sure that the same word that has affected you and your family is getting to people all over the world. And we thank God for you. We bless you. And this year, KCM is celebrating 55 years in this ministry. Partners, you've been such a big part of that. You have been such a big part of faith affecting generations of families and nations all over the world. And you need to know how much Kenneth and Gloria Copeland love you, they appreciate you, and they pray for you every single day. Father, we thank you today for our partners and for the giving of the people. We receive it into this ministry. We ask you to see it, receive it, and we call them blessed in the name of Jesus. If you want more information about giving or about partnership, just visit us online at kcm.org. Thank you so much for joining us all this week on this broadcast. Be sure to tune in again next week. It's going to be a good word that you don't want to miss. Until then, remember this: God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for your abundant harvest. To sow your financial seed, you can text the letters KCM to 36609, go online to kcm.org/give, or call 800-600-7395.